Antonio Delgado is of New York's 19th District, probably the most or one of the most watched elections in the United States of America. You did fine in winning, and now you got to start thinking about winning again. But that doesn't stop me from asking you the tough questions. And one of them is, what do you make of what the Mueller investigation has shown so far?
Well, you know, it's interesting because we clearly have seen, I'd imagine, at least from my vantage point, people now appreciate a point that I've been trying to make, which is to let the investigation happen before we take any action. And by happen, I mean complete or conclude. You know, with the BuzzFeed report coming out and making allegations that have since been at least questioned by Mueller's office, it speaks to the fact that there's a job here that needs to be left alone. And we can't get too far out in front of the dynamics. The reports, the factual record continues to be concerning. There's no question about it. There's a lot to be answered for as we move through this process. And I believe that we should certainly follow every trail that warrants investigation to make sure we get to the bottom of you know, what's happening or what is still happening, particularly as it pertains to Russia's desire to interfere with our elections. So all that is incredibly pertinent, even beyond just the political dynamics that seem to be dominating, you know, at every turn. So I'm very pleased with the way Mueller has, you know, kept this investigation pretty disciplined. And I think if we continue to allow that to happen, we'll be able to make an informed decision based on the conclusion and the evidence that's put forth at that time.
So I guess the ancillary question, because everybody's talking about it, is it too early to start thinking about impeachment?
Yes, it's too early because we don't have the conclusion from the Mueller report. You know, it is when you just start. I mean, think of it this way: when you are making statements or making drawing conclusions based on reporting, which at times has not been verified, you know, you can run yourself into trouble and you can delegitimize the process so that in the end, when the report does come out and if it does make some pretty significant findings, you're not in the best position to act in a way that doesn't undermine your credibility or have your credibility already previously undermined. It is important that we think about this process in that vein. From my vantage point, our order, democracy as a whole, requires us to act in this fashion because it is an incredibly divisive time. And so we've got to make sure we have objective measuring sticks here, objective standards that we all can look at and say, okay, here is where we are now at this point in time. And I think if we have that in front of us, then any choice that is made, any avenues that are pursued are now anchored in something of weight.
Antonio Delgado, you have witnessed, as we all have, your fellow New Yorker, Senator Gillibrand, getting into the race for president of the United States. Are you endorsing her? Or do you have any sense of when that would be appropriate for any candidate?
You know, I am not weighing into the 2020 race for some time. You know, even having to address the question at this point in the middle of a shutdown, mind you, where people are struggling and figuring, and all they want to know is how we're going to get the government open. The last thing people want to hear from me is, you know, who I want to support in 2020. They want to know, what are we doing to open up the government to make sure that we can actually, you know, provide people the paychecks that they've earned and have access to services that they've been relying on. That, to me, is where the focus needs to be.
You've actually introduced your first bill, the Service Disabled Veterans Small Business Continuation Act. What is that?
Yes, it's my first bill that I introduced. Proud to say that it's bipartisan. It's a bill that extends benefits to service-disabled veterans, the spouses of service-disabled veterans. Those benefits are typically preferred contracts through the VA. And up until this bill, They were only provided to spouses of disabled veterans who were disabled by 100% disability. So if you were you suffered disability at 20% or 30%, that benefit wasn't provided to the spouse and extended to the spouse. I didn't seem it was appropriate to me to have an arbitrary cutoff. You know, at that point, why? You know, if you were harmed and disabled while in service, no matter what degree of the disability, those benefits should be provided to everybody. So that is the legislation. Very happy to put that forward and do hope to see it continue to move forward and be passed.
Antonio, you mentioned earlier in our discussions about the disgrace of the U.S. Coast Guard not getting paid, considering the importance of their role on the Hudson River and other places. But I have a different take on this. I wanted to ask you, have you talked to any of them, to the Coast Guard people? Because I'd love to know what they're thinking about this.
Yeah, that's exactly, I'm glad you brought that up. I thought I had mentioned that I visited with the Coast Guard.
Yeah.
Got a tour of their cutter and got to see, you know, not just in terms of, you know, the impact of the shutdown and what it's doing, but even just prior to the shutdown, you know, the infrastructure needs and the work that they're doing. It's a small outfit, you know, so they continue to sort of be, you know, not accounted for in the way that they think they ought to be, and I think they ought to be. We talked about, you know, the housing allowance issue. So we talked about a lot of things as a group. It was a great conversation, and obviously it was great to connect with them and, you know, get a tour of the cutter and see the conditions that they are, you know, working in. So, yes, and the morale, the takeaway for me is, listen, they're a member of the armed services. They're here to serve. They're going to do their job, and they're going to do it at a high level no matter what. That's their mindset, and no surprise there. That being said, you know, it's a challenge when you're asked every single day to go out in some tough conditions and do that kind of work and at the same time be told, you know, do so without getting paid. You know, that's a challenge. And I wanted to make sure I heard that, you know, directly from them. And I also heard, interestingly, which I don't think I would have heard unless I made this visit, from a young individual who's a student who said not only is he being affected because of the lack of pay, he's being affected because the tuition assistance funding that he would be receiving if the government was not shut down, he's not receiving. And so he's getting doubly hit because he has to stop pursuing his education because he doesn't have the means to do so.
Well, it is a great pleasure, and it has been, to be talking to Representative Antonio Delgado of New York's 19th District, a man who I've described, because of the way he won the election and the amount of attention that was paid to him, as a rock star. Antonio, I hope you'll keep coming back and keep talking to us.
It's always a pleasure, Alan. Thank you for having me.